Again, you're dragging this big bundle, you're stealing a bundle, and you're dragging it outside. The lacher is potter, on Shabbos now you're potter. Why? Like you didn't pick up this big bundle. You're only making a mashicha. You're dragging it out of your friend's rishus, outside to rishus rabbim. So therefore, when you first chayiv, when you first corner it, when you take it outside, that's when you chayiv misa. So it comes together, the chayiv money and the chayiv misa comes together, therefore we stay calmly. You don't have to pay back the money. Since you chayiv misa for carrying this bundle outside, and at that time when you take it outside, you should be chayiv money, we say you potter from the money, since you have the chayiv misa. For the Gemara of Yamai, why? So far we asked the question on the first part of it. It says if you pick up the wallet, and then you carry it outside, it says you chayiv, because when you first picked up the wallet, you like stole it then, you chayiv the money then. So the question is why of Yamai? Let's say over here also, even though you picked up the wallet in your friend's house, for the chura, when you picked it up, that should be the beginning of the malach of carrying it outside. Like that's the akira. You picked it up rishus yachid in your friend's house, and then you carry it outside to rishus rabbim, and you put it down outside. So chura yichayiv misa for later putting it down outside for the hanocha later. But you only chayiv for the nochel later because at the beginning you made an akira. So this should also be called an akira tzarech hanocha. So why does it say you have to pay the money? Lechura again, we should look as if the chayiv misa begins when you first picked up the wallet. So Gemara says, "Hocha b'mayaskina." No, what we're talking about over here, we're going to gebiyah al manas latzniyoy. When you first picked it up, you didn't have in mind then to carry it outside on Shabbos. Like true, you stole on Shabbos. But this carry outside and this is their skila of Shabbos, that you didn't have a mind to do at that time. At that time you thought you're going to hide it someplace in his house. So that first akira was not with intentions of carrying it outside, but it was intentions of picking it up and putting it down there. And then the case was later, first you changed your mind and you walked outside. So therefore, when you first picked it up, at that time we don't see it to be an akira. Because you didn't have in mind then to carry it outside, so there's no chiyuv misa yet. There's only a pure maisa geneva you're stealing right now. Therefore, you chayiv money for stealing. For the Gemara though, the chi hagavna, if this is the case, mi chayiv, are you chayiv misa altogether? Like, let's say you picked up something, and you had in mind first to put it down in this house. And then while you have it up and walking around in the house, you decide to carry it outside. Are you chayiv for Shabbos altogether? Here it's mashma majus, you have a chi of money, but the chi of misa is also here later when you put it outside. For the Gemara, this can't be the case, because in this case you wouldn't be chi of misa. For Yomar Rav Simon, Omar Rav Ami, Omar Rav Yechanan. The loch is like this. Let's say you're moving around chairs in your house. You pick up a chair in one corner, almanas to put it down in the other corner of your house. So far you didn't do any malacha. You picked it up and put it down in Rishus HaYochid. And while you picked it up, it's in your hand. You're still walking in your house. You decide now to walk outside the door and put it outside Rishus HaRabim. The locher is potter. Even though Lamaisa, you picked up the share from your house and you put it outside Rishus HaRabim, still you're potter. Why? Shaloi hoisa akira mishor rishon lakach. Because at the time when you made the first akira, when you first picked up the chair, you did not have in mind at that time to carry it outside. You had in mind then to put it down again in your house. So that's not called an akira. An akira means you have to pick it up with the intentions of carrying it outside. So you see, if you pick it up with the intentions of putting it down, even though later you change your mind, you potter from misa. So that can't be the case over here, because here it's mashma, you chayiv misa, just that you also chayiv money. Gemara says, Enechanami, Loitayma, don't say Amenas Latzniyoy, he didn't have in mind when he first picked it up, his ganef, to put it down again and hide it. Eleima Amenas Latzniyoy, it's like a true. When this ganef first picked up the wallet on Shabbos, he had in mind to steal it and carry it outside. So the question is then, so why are you chayiv to pay the money? Let's say like the chayiv misa begins when you first picked it up. Let's say the svar of akira tzarech hanocha. So Gemara says, hachav amayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? Kishomat. He picked it up, threw the wallet from his friend's house. But before he walked outside the door, he stopped. He stood still. For the Gemara Omed Lamai, for what purpose did he stand still? Ilakatev, if he just stood still to get a better grip of it, or to move it on his shoulders around. For the Gemara Urchu, that's a normal way of walking. That's not called, you made a hanoch, it's not called you stopped. That's not called stopping. If you just stop for a second to fix the bundle on your shoulders, that's nothing. Ella, the case is, Boimid Lofush, the person stopped to rest. He picked it up, and while he was walking, he stopped for a few seconds to rest. That's the pshat is then, that's called an ahanocha. Now you're stopping. So now that you stop, you ended the first akira. The case is like this, you went into your friend's house on Shabbos, you picked up this big wallet, and you walked a little bit, and you stopped in the house, and then you first walked outside. So it comes out, when you first picked up the wallet, that akira never developed into anything. Because what happened was, you stopped in the house. It's like you made an hanoch in the house. So by stopping in the house, that like stops the first akira. You ended it. And it didn't come with the chiv misa yet. Therefore, what did you do so far? Only a maisik geneva. By picking up the wallet you made, the hagbor, you chayif a geneva. And there's no chiv misa, because this akira never developed into anything. Because you stopped right away. That's usually the case. If somebody reminds himself, if he's walking, he has something in his hands, or something in his pocket on Shabbos. So usually they say, the loch is, if you went out of your house, and you're walking, if you remember, the best answer is, keep on walking, and either put it down, or else the possible walk back home, and put it back in your house again, because it's not called a hanoch, or if you can't do that, you're too far away, the next best answer is, to throw it off, klachayad. Throw it away from you in a shinui. But that's only providing you didn't stop so far. But if you stop, let's say, at this Gemara, once you stop, lofush, you stop for a few seconds to rest, that's called like you made the hanocha. You already did the malacha. You already carried something out of your house, and you made hanocha, now b'shus harabim. So if you did stop, and now that you stop, you realize you have something, the only thing to do is just put it down on the floor. There's no difference. Because once you stop, lofush, to rest, that's called a stopping, that's called you making hanocha right now. Just while you're still walking, that's the pshat is then, the first akira is still going on. So those are the three ways to do it. If you didn't stop yet, either some people say the best thing is go right back to your house, put it down there, or else put it down in the makam p'tur, or else throw it away, kalachayad. Right, the Fredi Gemara. So what do you want to say now? The case is here that he stole it, he's chayiv mamin, and he stopped. Fredi Gemara avul akatef mai. But what do you want to say now? The guy picked it up and didn't really stop. He only stopped for a second to get a better grip of it, only to fix the shoulders. Then you want to say, what potter? He'll be potter from mamon. Because we say, akira sarach hanocha. If so, adetoni, what does the sefer have to say? Hoye megara v'yotze. Megara v'yotze, the person didn't pick up the bundle. He's just dragging it out of his friend's house. There we say potter. Why? Because you didn't have a maisi geneva until you drag it outside the house. And outside the house, that's when you chayiv misa, so then you say kumli. Fred Gemara, what do you have to go to such a modern case of dragging a bundle? Niflog v'nisne b'dida, let's make a difference in the same first case. In the case where you picked up the wallet, and you started to walk out, but you stopped. Let's make a difference now. For what purpose did you stop? When do we say you have a chiyuv to pay the money? When you stop to rest. If you stop to rest, that's called you finished, you ended your first akira, and it didn't come with a chiyuv misa, it only came that you made a maisa geneva, therefore you chayav to pay back the money of the geneva. Avol akatef, let's say you only stop for a second to fix the shoulders, to fix the bundles, then it's not called you ended the first akira, so when you walk outside later, it's called the first akira, and it ends later outside with the anocha, l'churi should be potter. Because you say the Chiyuv Misa begins at the beginning of the Akira. So why does the Brice have to say the case of Potter, modern case of dragging, let's say even the case where you're carrying it, just that you didn't stop Lofush, you only stopped to check to get a better grip. So Mar says, Enechnami, it's a good kasha. This can't be the case either. Ella, I tell you, the pshat for this Brice is Amani Benazi. I tell you this Brice that says that you're high, you have to pay the money if you picked up the Geneva. And you started to walk outside, goes according to Ben Azai's Svara. The Yoma Ben Azai says, Mahala Koimedami. If somebody is walking, every step you pick up, that's called like you made an akira. And every time you put your foot down, that's called like you made a maisa hanocha. So mahalach, walking is like standing. So therefore, even though you're stalled, you made an akira, and you started to walk straight outside, but when you walk outside, the first akira is not here anymore. Every step you put your foot down is like a maisa hanocha. So for what akira are you chayiv? The last step before you get to the door, when you pick up your foot now and put it outside the door, that's the akira you're chayiv for. But you picked up the wallet 20 feet ago. Now the last 20 feet you're walking, every time you put your foot down, you finished that first akira. So the time you picked up the wallet, all you accomplished was a maisa geneva. But a maisa chayiv misa you don't have yet. When is it considered the akira to mechayiv for Shabbos? According to Ben Azai, the last step you take outside the door. So therefore you don't say, come labor the rabbinate. Goes according to Ben Azai. It says there's new svara, we don't hold like that, but it's mahalach, when you're walking, every step is considered like you're standing. Alright, the famous question is that how do you have a chayiv for ma'afa dalaramis b'shus rabbin? If somebody walks b'shus rabbin dalaramis, why are you chayiv according to Ben Azai? Look, every step you take should be considered like you made anocha. So you never walked a straight four amis. Every foot you put down, it's always considered stopping. So why are you chayiv? So Machloek is Bavli and Tyson and Yishalmi. Yishalmi says the case according to Ben Azai is the guy jumped. The case the guy took a big jump. He jumped four amis. That's the only time you chayiv. Tyson's Mashman of Bavli Hills know that's halacha Moshe Mesinai. That when you walk Dalad Amish with Shusar Rabim, then Taka Ben Azai agrees that you chayiv. But when you're not walking with Shusar Rabim, like here, you're walking through the house. Every time you put your foot down, that's called like Hanocha, you stopped the first Akira. So here, the first Akira was only a Maisa Geneva, nothing more, therefore you chayiv. For the Gemara, if so, according to Ben Azai, Avol Zurich, what's going to be if you pick up the wallet, and then you throw it outside the house, my potter, Lachura, then you would be potter for the Geneva. Of course, you made an Akira by picking up the wallet, and then you threw it outside the house. That's called the Akira, the beginning of the Malacha, and it ends later when it lands outside the house, B'shus Rabim, B'shas Ta'anocha. So then you should say the Chiyuv Misa begins when you first picked up the wallet. Because you're not walking, you're not stopping the first Akira. The first Akira is still here. You're chayiv for that first Akira when you threw it straight. So Mara says, if so, Niflag V'nispna B'lido, why doesn't the Brisers make this for a difference? B'medavar Mamurim, when do we say that you're chayiv? But when do we say you chayiv to pay the money? But mahalach, when you're walking. Because then every step you put your foot down, you finish the first akira, it's only a maisa geneva, nothing more. Avol Zurich, but in the case where you picked up this wallet, and not that you walked outside, but you threw it outside, then we should say you should be potter, because the chayiv misa begins at the time you picked it up. So Marim says, the reason why it doesn't say this case is, because megara v'yoyt yitzvichle, it wants to tell us a tremendous chiddush about dragging something outside. So what? If I would have thought, ain't derech haitzor v'kach. It's not a derech to drag something outside. So melech yipata for Shabbos altogether. He wouldn't be chayiv misa altogether. Kamash v'la no. There are certain things that is a derech to drag it outside. Uvamai, what are we talking about? If it's a big bundle that you're dragging outside, for the Gemara pshit urchehu, of course you chayiv. That's the normal manner. People don't pick up big bundles. The way you carry outside a big bundle is by dragging it outside. So pshiti should be chayiv. Eve is utri, elamai, this wallet was a nice small size wallet. For the Gemara, then lav urchei. The guy takes a wallet and drags it outside, you'll be potter for Shabbos. That's not the normal manner of carrying a small wallet. The way you carry a wallet is you pick it up and carry it outside. On Shabbos, the only chayiv if you do the malach is urchei. The normal manner, the way you do it usually. If you do something with a shino, an abnormal manner, you put the midiraisa. Midirabonin still also to do it. But midiraisa called before me be potter. So here, if you say you're dragging, if it's a small object, you should be potter, not chayiv misa. If it's a big object, pshiti yachayiv. Skumar says, the Teretz says, elabimitsiya. I tell you, we're talking about a middle-sized bundle. So that's the chiddush. You're dragging outside his house a middle-sized bundle, so the chiddush is that you chayiv misa. I would have thought maybe a middle-sized bundle is not a derech to drag. It's more of a derech to pick it up and carry it. Kamash mula, no. It's also a derech to drag out the middle-sized bundle. So that's the chiddush of this braisa. That if you drag it outside, you're not chayiv gneiv until you drag it outside. When it comes outside, you chayiv misam, then you would say, come lebe the rabbinay. Now the Gemara says, but let's see, Odiafke lehecha, where did you drag it outside? True, you didn't pick up the gneiva. You're not chayiv for ganef yet, only when you drag it outside. So you want to tell me when you go outside, you chayiv misa, and the gneiva is chal at the same time. For the Gemara, why? Where did you drag it outside? Odiafke lehecha, where did you take it to? Idiafke lehecha rabbim, if you carried it outside, you dragged it outside to Rishus Rabbim. For the Gemara, isa shabbatika. For sure, I understand why you chayiv misa. You like started to drag it Rishus HaYochid, and you ended off stop Rishus HaRabim. So it seems like you made an akira Rishus HaYochid, and the anocha was Rishus HaRabim. You chayiv. You like carried something outside. That's why you chayiv. For the Gemara, though, is the geneva leka, but there's no geneva for that. You're not kind of. There's no kinyan here. A meshicha, when you drag something, has to be you drag it into your Rishus. Or else at most into a simta, which is some semi-private property that you could be koiner it. But if you carry it out to Rishus HaRabim, you're not koiner it there. It's not your property. Rishus HaRabim belongs to everybody. So you're not a ganef yet. So the chal, you're not chayef for the gneva. So where's the case you're telling me now that he's potter from gneva? Mashma, really there should be a maisa gneva. Yes, you're potter because of the chiyuv misa. If you only carry it to Rishus HaRabim, there's no maisa gneva. Let's say you dragged it outside into your property, into Rishus HaYochid, your private property. Fred Gemara is so isa gneivika. It's very good why you chayiv for stealing, because lemaisa you made a maisa meshicha. You dragged it out of the other person's property into your property. That's called a good meshicha, you're a ganif. But isa Shabbos leka? If you carry from Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid on Shabbos, you put them in your isa. But the Rabbanah maybe it's awesome, but not me, the Raisa. So where's the Chiyuv Misa here? Le'tzricha, I'll tell you it's like this. The Afke Letzide Rishus HaRabim. You carried it out, let's say, to the sidewalk. To the side of Rishus HaRabim. The side of Rishus HaRabim will soon see has a lacha like Rishus HaRabim Vilchus Shabbos, but Vilchus Kinyan is called like private property. You could be kind of it there also. It will soon see. So Mar HaTakash, oh, come on, who are we talking about? Rebbe Lezer goes according to Rebbe Lezer Shita. To Yomer, he holds Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Ki Rishus HaRabim Dami. He holds even the side of Rishus HaRabim is also called like Rishus HaRabim. So again, we're back to the problem. It's good why you chayiv for Shabbos, but the Chura, there's no Maisa Geneva. Is the Shabbos Iko? Is the Geneva Leko? There's no Maisa Geneva. Rabban, if you want to say we're going according to Rabban and Shita, to Yomer that they say, see the Rishus HaRabim, the size of Rishus HaRabim, like the sidewalk, a little bit more than the sidewalk. See the means here, they are like pegs there, or poles there, that stop the Rabim from walking on the side. Just when it gets very crowded on the Rishus HaRabim, then they push their way through these poles and walk on the side also. So the question is, what does the sidewalk have? So if it goes according to Rabban and Shita, they hold Siddur Rishus HaRabim, love Rishus HaRabim Domi. It's not called Rishus HaRabim for Shabbos. So if so, Issa Gneivik, it's very good why you're kainer with why you're a ganif, because you're taking like into private, semi-private property. It could be called a simta that Rabban were masakin to give you a kinyan meshicha. But Issa Shabbos leka, the chur does know it's a Shabbos. It's not called that like you carried out to Rishus HaRabim. So again, who are we going according to? So Gemara answers yes. Le'olam, really, I'll tell you, Rebbe Lezer. We're going according to Rebbe Lezer Shita. That he owes even the side of Rishus HaRabim is also considered like Rishus HaRabim Hilchus Shabbos. Now, v'chiyama Rebbe Lezer to the Rishus HaRabim. To Rishus HaRabim Dami, when does Rebbe Lezer say that the size of Rishus HaRabim is considered like Rishus HaRabim itself? Hani, mili, when do we say this? Linin Chiyuva de Shabbos. Only in the Gaya to the Hilchus Shabbos. It's called, you made an Akira in Rishus HaYochid, and an Anoch in Rishus HaRabim. Why? The Zimnin Dadachki Rabim V'Yanel Hossam. Sometimes it gets very crowded in the Rishus HaRabim, and people push their way, like Dadachki. They push their way V'Yanel, and they go into the sides. Therefore, for Shabbos, that Mokum is called the Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, if you put it down there, you chayv on Shabbos. Avulinyin Mikna. But the get to be kinder, to consider it like it belongs to you, Connie, you could be kinder there. My time, what's the reason? Because the rabbim don't always walk there. It's really like a sidewalk. It's not meant for the rabbim to walk there. So therefore, kinyonim is a pshat. You have to bring it into a property that looks like you brought into your rishus. So if you start carrying into rishus to rabbim, everybody knows this belongs to the rabbim. It doesn't belong to anybody privately. We can't look as if you bring it into your rishus. But see the rishus rabbim, since the rabbim don't always use it, if you carry something in there, nageit ilchus kinyan mit rabbon, it looks like you bring it into your rishus, because it's like semi-private property. That's like a simta, there you could make a kinyan. So kinyan is totally, if we look as if you bring it into your property. Yes, the size of the rishus rabbim doesn't look like rishus rabbim, it looks like semi-private property. Therefore it could look like you bring it into your property, therefore you kinyan it. But nageit ilchus shabbos, it has a look like rishus rabbim. So that's the case here, that when you're dragging this bundle outside into the city, which is Ramabim, there you have the Issa Geneva, and the Chiv Misa comes at the same time. Therefore we say, come live with the Rabbinate. Rav Ashi answers like this, Kagoin Shetzirif Yodai Lamata Mishloisha. I'll tell you now, you're dragging the bundle, now with one hand, the other hand you put down next to the ground, it's less than 3 tefachim above the ground. That's where your hand is. Your hand is less than 3 tefachim above the ground. And you put it into your hand right now. And Kiddur Rav, like Rav says, the Yama Rav, Rav Shita is, Yodoy Shalodom Chashuvaloi Ki Arba Al Arba. Then the Geit Ilcha Shabbos is Alocha, when you make Hanocha, put something down, it has to be on a Chashuv Mokum. The Mokum has to be Dalit by Dalit. So the question is, if you put something down in somebody's hand, are you chayiv or not? The chur of somebody's hand is not dalat tefachim by dalat tefachim. So Rabbi says, yes, on Shabbos, if you pick up something which is rabbin, and walk down the amis, and then put it down in somebody's hand, you're chayiv. You know why? A new svara, yodoy shalodom, chashuv like a dalat adalat. A person's hand is a very chashuv a mokum. It's a chashuv a thing. It's a very important thing. It's considered like a mokum dalat adalat. So Rashi Shita, Rashi's a lot of chedushim here. Rashi Shita is that there's no kinyan yad. Fals regular kinyonim is only a kinyan hagbor where it's lamala megimel. But that of your hand is lamata megimel, there's no kinyan hagbor if something is less than gimel. And who then there's no kinyan yad? Your hand is not chashiv, would rather say it's like part of the ground. You shouldn't be kinyan it. But Rashi learns there's a new type of amigo over here. We're talking about on Shabbos now. And you're dragging it and putting it into your hands. Now, since for Hilchus Shabbos, when you put this chayfis into your hands, you're chayif for the anocho, because now that it gets into your hands now is considered like dalad al dalad. It's a very chashiv amok in your hand, therefore you're chayif for Hilchus Shabbos. So it's like a migo, therefore it's also called a chashiv a place now for kinyan. You're also kinder it. So the same second, when you have a kinyan, you're also over the Issa Shabbos. So the Issa Shabbos is when you dragged it and put it into your hands. And now that it comes into your hands, now for Hilchus Shabbos, your hand becomes very choshev, even though it's lamata migimel, which Rashi Shita all over is, there's no kinyan yad. You're only kind of something if you pick it up, at least 3 tefachim, a kinyan hagbor. But kinyan yad you don't have. Over here though, you have a kinyan yad, you'd be kind of it. Because of a new svara migu, that this is a choshev a mokum for Hilchus Shabbos, it gets a lot, like Rava says, that Yodish Lodim Chashuvu Loi Karbala Al Arba, therefore again we have these two Chiyuvim coming together. The Chiyuv Misa and the Chiyuv Geneva come together. Ravacha Masna Yoch, Ravacha learns like this. And Ravina, that's what Ravacha learned. Ravina, Master Ravina learned like this. Liyolam really the Afkin Rishos Harabim. Could be no. You carried out this bundle into the Rishos Harabim. That's where you carried, you dragged it out to the Rishos Harabim. Over Rishos Rabbim Nami Koni, Hatay even in Rishos Rabbim most of Ukraine, that's Ravina's Chiddush. Or at least by call point for Geneva, you call the Ganif if you bring it out to Rishos Rabbim. Now, Bechon is Mazba, that for Kinyonim, usually there's two things. When you kinda something, first of all, you have to take it out of his property, and then bring it into your property. So to bring it into your property, Rishos Rabbim is not strong enough to bring it into your property, it doesn't look like by you. Mashenke for Ghana, for Geneva, you don't have to so much bring it into your property. So Maisa Geneva is enough that you're doing an action of taking it away from him. As long as you're stealing means you're taking it away from him. So if you make a Mashiach, you drag it out of his Rishus. That's also called the mice of taking it away from him. So therefore, even though Yoni dragged it into Rishus Rabin, he holds you would be kind of Geneva. Geneva is Chal, so therefore it's good, come with the Rabinei. Both come at the same time, the Yisra Geneva and the Yisra Shabbos. Tomorrow says, now, but Tavaya, but you could have Matiska Reflagi. Ravina and Ravacha both argue in the Diyak of this Mishnah, Mishnah Babakama. That's now, we learned over there. Again, if somebody's stealing something, you're stealing an animal and you're dragging it, and you take it outside, and the animal dies while the ganav is dragging it, so it depends. Rishus Bailam, if it dies in the Bailam's Rishus, in other words, you didn't steal it yet, you're potter. Hagibiyah, let's say you picked it up, so you made a Maisa Geneva. Oisha, you see your Rishus Bailam, or else you took it out of the Bailam's Rishus, or Mason, then it died Chayiv, because you were ganav already first, therefore you're Chayiv to pay back. That's what the Mishnah says. So what's it like this? Ravina daik mereisha, Ravacha daik mesefa. Ravina daik mereisha from the beginning. It says, while you're moshcha, you're dragging it piyotzi and going outside of mace. Bishus bailam potter. Time of why you potter the mace bishus bailam. Because you didn't even drag it out of his rishus yet. Ho hoi tsiyom rishus bailam. Mashma, once you dragged it out of his rishus, out of his house, o mace, and then it dies chayiv, even though you only went to rishus rabim. Since you made a Maisa Geneva by taking it out of the owner's Rishus, that's called a Maisa Geneva, you're a Ganef, you have a Chiyav Oinsin, now if it dies by itself, you have to pay back. Ravacha Daik Meseifa, it says what, Higbiyoi, when are you Chayiv if you picked it up? Oisho Yitzi, or else you took it outside. So it's Mashma Hoitzor, taking it outside means Dum Yidagbo, just like by picking it up. Mahakbo, just like when you pick up something, the Yasla Rishusai, picking it up as a pshat is you're bringing it closer to you. It's like bringing it into your Rishus. It's afoit so, that's what it says by carrying it outside, also your chayiv. Nami the Yasla Rishusai. Mashmi, you dragged it outside, not to Rishus Rabin, but you have to drag it into a Rishus Yochid. That's when you're chayiv for Geneva. So Gemara says, the Chula Ravacha Kashi Reisha, and the Ravina Kashi Seif. Gemara says, no. Reisha Ravacha Lekashi, Kama de Loyos Lerishusei, Rishus Bailam Turinabe. That's what it says, he took it out of the owner's Rishus. It doesn't really mean it's enough just to get it out of his Rishus into Rishus Rabin. But Kol Zaman, it's not into your Rishus, it's still called in the owner's Rishus. So when it says you went out of the owner's Rishus, really means that you have to bring it into your Rishus also. And Seif for the Ravina Lakasha, Seif is not a Kasha according to Ravina. I'll tell you, Hoitso, Dumi Diagbo Leyaminan. Even though it says two ways, Yechayiv, whether you pick it up, you carry it outside, one is not like the other. Hagbo Taka means you bring it closer to you, that's like into your Rishus. But it could be when it says, Oishoitsiyu, when you carry it outside, outside means, like Abchanan says, as long as you carried it, you dragged it out of the owner's Rishus, that's also called the Maisi Geneva. Geneva doesn't mean you have to bring it into your Rishus. Geneva is enough the fact you're taking it out of the owner's Rishus. If you're doing a Maisa, dragging it out of the owner's Rishus, even though you brought it into Rishus Rabin, also you'd be chayiv for the Geneva. So that's the Smachloikis, how to make the Diyag in the Mishnah. Alright, we'll stop here.